TV now.
Welcome to Vinyl Verdict. I'm Bell.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Plouf.
And a Merry Christmas to you, or a Happy Eid, or Hanukkah, or
whatever you celebrate. Happy holidays.
Or solstice, nothing. Or just completely nothing. Maybe just a regular...
What are the Satanists like?
Regular Saturday to you.
Yeah.
But this week, we're talking about a Christmas record that's near and dear to us. But first...
I don't think
it's
that's
been
true.
A year... Since we did our last Christmas episode, obviously, without saying.
Why, you guys acquired any... We don't just do Christmas albums like every 6 months.
Have you guys acquired any new Christmas albums?
So, Tynan brought in all those records one day, and I took all the Christmas ones. So, I got, like, Christmas with Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Hmm.
Surprisingly good. I got a Lawrence Welk Christmas album.
Hmm.
It's okay. And then we were up at... where were we? I almost bought another Christmas album, but then I didn't because I forgot it. I'm probably bring back a couple of my parents' Christmas albums.
Hmm.
We got the Muppet Christmas at home.
Well, you acquired a lot of Christmas albums.
I like the Muppet Christmas album.
I have not acquired.
I take like Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, ooh. I like that one too. I have the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer soundtrack. That's pretty good. You like Burl Ives?
Is that a question?
Silver and gold.
Plouf, what about you? Did you get any Christmas albums?
I did not acquire a single extra Christmas album over this whole time. Yep. I was actually pretty stoked to learn that we already had a Christmas album for this topic this year.
Yes, I acquired. This is such a weird word to keep using more than like one time. I bought or was given.
I'm collecting.
You bought or was given something?
All right. Definition of acquire.
Yeah, right.
I was given Christmas and Chill by Ariana Grande.
sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
I haven't listened to it yet. Got it from my girlfriend. I'm very excited to listen to it. Yeah, that's, I think it. I got the Mariah Carey one, but I think I got that late last year.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Yeah, exactly. I would love a Michael Bublé one though. That'd be pretty sweet.
Class act.
Yeah, he's classy.
Yeah. He came out to the hockey game around here.
He eats corn from the end.
What?
Oh, he eats chews
tip first. Yeah.
What's like wrong with them?
Yeah, it's very weird.
You just start like in the middle and then you go side to
this
side.
This is a very, and you know, I'm not going to use, I had a segue using that corn, but I'm not going to use that.
Wait, he eats the pointy tip, the tip end first?
Yeah, there's a picture of him eating the tip of the corn
first. I don't like that.
I know, it's very odd.
Yeah.
You know what else is odd? This Christmas album.
It's
the LTT
awful.
Christmas album from our employer.
2015.
Linus, Sebastian, and the gang from, what, 9 years ago? 8 years ago?
Yeah, 2015, baby.
That is nuts.
Yeah.
The crew was so much smaller then.
Yeah.
Lots of them still work with us.
Yeah, most of them.
Which is
nuts. Many of them,
almost all of them.
It's weird hearing their singing voices, as well as not being able to pick out who's who. I'm like, who did this solo?
I can tell who's who most of the time, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to tell apart, like, Luke, Linus, Colton is pretty easy to pick up.
Yeah, he doesn't sing at some point. He's just like, keyboards clacking. I'm like, oh, he's just speaking.
Yeah.
But like, I never worked with Nikki V.
I don't know Nikki V's voice or...
I don't know if I could pick out John's singing voice.
Same.
No, because he probably wouldn't be singing with an accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Brandon, Taryn, and Ed, and Dennis... I don't feel like I hear at all.
I heard Dennis like once or twice a little bit, but that's only because he's got a bit of an accent. So
I don't think I could pick out Nick Light's voice.
The craziest thing, I don't think I pick out Nick's voice because he has hair. And even that just thought of that means I can't can't think of what he sounds because I look at the album cover and it's the whole gang standing there and Nick Light has a Justin Bieber haircut.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's finally swept to the side.
So it is?
Mm-hmm.
Bieber's losing his hair, isn't he?
So Dan,
thought he is
former guest, current friend, and current cow orker, Dan Besser, was gifted this pressing of the LMG Christmas album at our company's convention, LTX, this year. The fella had two copies, one that he got everyone to sign and then one that he gave to Dan because Dan keeps threatening to remaster this masterpiece.
Well, you know, maybe if he remastered it, it'd be a little better.
I don't think it's going to help.
Yeah. There's only so much magic he can do with what the MP3s downloaded.
Yeah. It's like MP3s and all of the songs clip and I'm not sure how they recorded them.
Well, we probably have the master somewhere.
That's a big ask to find.
Yeah,
sure.
Really?
I have a feeling they just turned a camera on and then took the video.
Or it's like
track
on
out.
Someone's work PC that got wiped because
it's been 8 years. We're pretty good about saving.
Were we 8 years ago?
Honestly, probably. We have a lot of original footage.
Hmm. Well,
AI?
Dan, no excuses.
But anyway, the pressing isn't bad.
It's terrible.
The way it looks.
Oh, the way it looks. Sure.
For sure. It is a black circle.
It is a record.
The packaging is what you'd expect, but it is obviously one of those services where you can provide an MP3 and then receive a final record.
And he says what you expect, but we should clarify the image is blurry on the front because it's just a blown up clip from the YouTube.
Thumbnail.
Yeah. The YouTube video.
The back picture is just the Google image of our office as it currently sits.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. I'd actually made it up until now without hearing this. I'd never heard it before.
Yeah,
I've been
me too.
For like 3 years.
It's awful.
Never listened to it.
I heard about it, but I was like,
it's an ambitious project.
No, it's
like
not.
Surprisingly, like it would require a lot of writing, a lot of time.
Oh,
which again, for releasing a video like every day, like that's a big investment.
That's probably.
It feels like a Riley project because he is a musical guy.
He wasn't there yet.
He wasn't there yet.
It's crazy.
That's probably a big part of why we haven't done it again. Is they realized how much time it took. What they got out of it.
We charged $3 for it. It was only downloadable on our forum for the longest time.
Do we have a download counter?
No, there's no download counter.
There's no download counter? Okay.
I don't know. Is it still available? There's the link is still there.
Yes, it is still available. And on a WAN show, when they brought it up and brought up the link, people started buying it during the WAN show. And I think we sold several thousand copies of it.
Oh, my God.
This is like March of this year.
Okay.
Please don't spend $3 on it. And I feel bad for the fellow whose name I don't know. And I don't even know if Dan knows the fellow's name who gifted it to him.
He's a nice guy.
He's a very nice guy. Yeah. I met him. He's a very pleasant guy.
Yeah, he had all of us sign it. He thought it. What was interesting was. He introduced himself to me and said, "You work for Linus?" I was like, "Yeah, I work for Linus." And then he said, "Did you know Ploof does a record podcast?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm the other guy on the record podcast."
Well, the other guy.
And there's two others. There's another guy, too. He's over there. And that's how I think you and I signed it around the same time.
No idea. But I don't love the fella.
What do you say?
Ploof took all the credit for that, apparently.
Let's go.
Ploof does the least amount of work for the podcast, gets all the credit. That's crazy.
Hey, I used to host and send files, but yes, I will claim 100%.
He does not host. He does not write.
I do the least amount of work, especially now.
And have you seen the website?
Have you ever looked at our website?
It's not good. Hey.
Yeah, I recommend checking out the promo video from 8 years ago. It's pretty funny. Like, seeing how awkward they are.
Oh, yeah.
It's very genuine. They are very awkward fellas. Singing is not their major skill.
Not
so
most of them.
I respect putting yourself out there. It's a big project. As I said earlier, it's a big project.
They look like they're having a good time, and you can tell by the amount of laughter that you hear throughout this whole thing.
Lots of laughing. Even like there's some solos, and you hear snickering of them like laughing at each other, trying to hold it in when you're missing notes or whatever like that.
I wonder how many takes they took. When this is the one they chose.
Yeah, which one is it? One of the songs has them go, yeah, I think that's good enough.
Yeah.
Maybe We Wish You Merry Techmas. It's like, yeah, that's the one. Very funny. I mean, I don't know if I'd be on one. If I had to stand in front of a camera with like 8 other people and do this, that's tough.
I'd do it. I'd be fun.
I had to do acting as Small Jamie. Do you remember that? That was embarrassing.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah,
that was my video.
You are small.
He was extra small.
Mr.
In that
Linus.
One. That was
really bad.
That was a great bit. That was hilarious.
I did 2 hours of my hands in a video. And
listen, this isn't just bragging about being in videos.
The only comment that mentioned anything about my work was that guy has gross hands. It's the only comment. I was like, wow, that guy's got...
And the LTT account replied, you should see the rest of them.
Anyway, let's get... Do you want to give it a one last listen?
Yeah, this
it's
is a blissfully
short
album, so let's just give it one last listen and dive right into it.
The greatest thing that I'd seen of all time. iPhone, 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 iPhone.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
eight speakers playing,
seven keyboards clicking,
six CDs spinning,
five DLCs.
Wish you a merry Techmas. We wish you a merry Techmas and tons of new gear.
Okay,
that was good enough. Good enough. Yeah.
What an album!
It's an album.
Deck your rig.
It's Deck the Halls, but computer themed.
I think it's a great intro to the album.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm. I like the referential lyrics that apply to pretty much any techie person. Like, this isn't like, though it's made by LTT, it's not necessarily an LTT album. There's no real references to our content.
It's a tech album.
It's just tech, which is nice. And there's some solid harmonies in here. And Linus's high note to end the song really wraps it up just exquisitely.
Sure. I felt like, I know it's supposed to be like a choir, like a Christmas choir chorus kind of thing. I really wish they just had like a guitar or one instrument kind of
like,
helping
like
them
like
out.
A little MIDI keyboard
guitar
be funny.
Or, yeah. Yeah, like a little Casio.
Literally anything. I think it would have actually helped a lot. I actually thought that they don't harmonize super well.
What?
Sometimes they do a little bit.
Did you wish it was like the Bob and Doug McKenzie Christmas album where it just has like the weird drum track?
Yeah, see, that would have been better. Yeah, that would have been better.
Drum machine.
and
a beer.
One of my only notes is most of these guys either are not great singers or don't harmonize well.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. It was okay. I did like the lyrics.
Everyone's a critic.
I like the lyrics on most of these songs. And
That's interesting because I wrote that this song is deeply cringy.
Yeah, sure. But like, it's that long ago and it's a tech Christmas album. Like, what do you expect? I don't know. I thought they did a decent job of rewriting stuff.
Yeah.
For it.
Up next, Silent Case. Powerful song.
I believe this is sung by our former guest, current boss or co-worker, Luke.
Yeah, he takes the lead with his silky smooth vocals.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Then the beautiful harmonies really just wow with the chorus, rip in heavenly peace, bitch. I was like, wow, okay, sure.
I wish Luke could just go a little bit lower. Mm. He's pretty good, but if he'd gone just a little bit lower some parts, it would have been great.
I thought the line radiant beams from LEDs, that's a line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who takes a second verse. Maybe it's Nick Light. Whoever it is does pretty well too, but the chorus gets fumbled a bit. So we're going to have to dock points there.
Yeah.
Dock points there.
Linus's part is pretty good.
I'm docking points for that. Yeah, Linus's section is pretty solid.
Yeah.
I'm less surprised because I've heard the AI cover Fly Me to the Moon, so I know he's got some pipes.
Well, he
I send that to Stephen Chu every day. I'm like, have you seen this?
I mean, to be fair, great cover by that AI.
If you've ever been on set with him and he starts singing, he's not bad. He likes a lot of like show tunes and musicals and
he
stuff.
He likes Prozac.
So. Yeah.
I'm a Balagere.
Yeah, I'm a Balagere.
Overall, I think it's a great song. It struck the emotional tone that we're hoping for from this song.
Yeah.
After that's the first iPhone.
Lord Jobs.
There's a swear in this song.
I didn't hear that.
We
what?
Bleep swears. There's a swear
really?
In this song.
Really? I didn't catch it.
Wow. I'm sensitive to it. I have to dock a couple letter grades.
What swear was it?
I'm not going to say a swear. Were you tricking me?
Almost got him.
The second verse by, I assume, Nikki V about how the first iPhone was lacking a ton of features was both educational and incredibly powerful.
Yeah. I thought this was the first
one. Just like the first iPhone.
This was the first one where I actually thought they started to harmonize decently enough.
Yeah.
The
singer, the first verse, does struggle a little bit and ends up having their voice cut out.
I think that's Luke. You can hear him or someone else run out of breath.
They get laughed at by everyone, too. Like, cuts out, everyone starts snickering, which I think is funny.
Yeah.
I think the singer is probably just getting choked up about how there was no autocorrect, which must have been awful, though.
There's no predictive text. Huh?
No predictive text. Yeah. Text. The
lyrics are pretty funny.
The song does drag on a little bit, but it's educational. Gets you in the holiday spirit.
Yeah. This is, of course, a cover of or an interpolation of The First Noel.
Oh.
Oh. Anyway.
I thought it was Jingle Bell Rock.
Definitely.
Jingle Bell.
Now, the 12 Days of Techmas. Boy, howdy. I didn't know this song was so long.
It
but
is
I guess so.
So
you gotta get through all 12.
So many times. And the references are dated with references to Wii U's and CDs.
Yeah.
CDs, wow. Yes.
I thought they could have chosen some of the items better.
The 128 gig iPad is not impressive anymore.
No.
It also does not need to be the number one thing. I guess maybe at the time that would have been the best present to get.
But
they also mentioned smartphones and cell phones. And I was like, back to back, I think. I was like, that's an odd choice.
Yeah.
But
okay. Wait, 2015, was there a distinction? No, like everything was a smartphone, were they?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So it was odd. I think like 11 and 10 are like back to back, like the same devices. And it's another song where there's audible coughing throughout.
Yeah.
Gotta get these guys some water. Colton also just gives up singing and just says his lines about keyboards clicking.
Yeah.
Where's your holiday clicking. Spirit? Keyboards clicking. Not that was too rhythmic even with the way I said
it. They were laughing a lot on this one trying to get through it. I bet you this one took quite a few takes.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's like Helter Skelter, but their version of it where like Ringo gets blisters on his fingers and he's Colton was just too tired.
Mm-hmm.
He had sung that too many times.
Mm-hmm.
I thought number 5 should have been SSDs, not DLCs.
Yeah, they mentioned DLCs a few times at this whole album. I'll talk about it in a different song, but whoever does the rock and roll scream at the end really saved the whole song. I'm being 100% genuine when I say they rocked that final scream. That I don't know good. Who it was. Killed it. Absolutely killed it. What's up next, Jamie?
Joy to the world. Gaben has come. I had to provide
What is they say Gaben?
As Linus says it, Gaben, because Gabe Newell.
Yeah.
But no one.
It's Gaben.
I know it's Gaben, right?
It's like Gaben. I'm like, who's Gaben?
I have explained this to him before when he said it in front of me. I'm like, no one says Gaben. It's Gaben. It's like one word.
It's like Gaben. When he corrects every time I say ROG instead of ROG.
Yeah, he hates
why
it
is
when
it
I do
spelled
that.
ROG then, Linus? Why is it spelled that
I
way?
Refuse to say ROG.
It's yeah, there's ROG. Some great background singing in this one. It's short and sweet. And who doesn't love steam?
Okay, so for the non-nerd at home, which is like 95% of our audience, Gaben is Gabe Newell, the CEO of Valve Software, the maker of Steam, and now the Steam Deck, which is a nice way to play your Steam games.
And a bunch of games.
It is mercifully only 1 minute and 5 seconds long.
Yeah. Even what kills me about the whole Gabe N thing, I don't come back to this.
Oh, God.
Even listed on the track, it's spelt as one word, Gaben.
They're not even saying Gabe N. They're saying Gaben.
I know. Well, that's what it sounds like because like, you're saying Gabe N, but it's they Gabe don't have time N. to
I was
stop
saying
and pronounce
Boo-erns.
It. Boo-erns.
And now they have a cover of O Canada. O-G-P-U.
I believe
what's
it's,
the actual song? No,
I believe it's O Christmas Tree.
I was going to say, I just wiped it from my memory.
This one is dedicated to all the people still listening to this podcast.
Yeah. This is another song where Linus, it shows he knows how to sing.
Sure. Yeah.
He knows how. He does some good vibrato in the high notes.
I thought he needed a little more vibrato on like across most of it. That was my one complaint.
I'm
like,
call him up and tell him.
I'll tell him to his face. I'll tell him tomorrow.
Damn. Tell him tomorrow. But, I'll tell him right now. You think I won't?
But yeah, I thought he's not awful. Like, I agree. He's a decent singer, but I actually wish he did a bit more vibrato on this one.
This is one where when Luke starts singing, somebody laughs. He's not that bad of a singer.
No, he's not terrible. Yeah.
It's a touching song. I wish it lasted longer.
I think they should have tried harmonizing a little bit more on this one, but oh well.
Next year.
We wish you a Merry Techmas.
Yeah, I like the idea of Linus wishing you a mug of cold beer. He doesn't drink.
No, he doesn't. I noticed that too.
Mazel tov.
I thought there was some pretty good lyric swap on this one, but the singing is all over the place.
Yes, I wrote that the singing is awful.
Yeah, I forgot how perverse DLC was at the time. This is the third or fourth song where they've mentioned DLC.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not something that comes up anymore.
Horse Armor came out in 2009.
Yeah.
That was already dated by that point.
Yeah, but DLC as a whole was getting pretty like popular.
Pretty big.
Everything at DLC advertising.
Yeah.
Even like the online pass would have been around then as well.
Yeah.
Sure. So it's like, man, I guess it was all over the place at that time. And this is the one at the end where the group talks about how the take was good enough.
Yeah, that was good. That was good enough. I burst out laughing after I heard that.
Very funny.
Straight to tape, guys. Straight to tape.
Yeah, it ends with, "Tech rest ye merry enthusiast."
Sure.
I'm starting to think that this album is sponsored by Steam. Because it's another one where they talk about how great Steam is.
Yeah.
I'm like, interesting. I'm an Epic Games user.
Hey, no, you're not.
I don't think that's true. You have two Steam Decks.
Listen, you can just have one.
You got a bathroom Steam Deck.
They'll be lonely if you just have one. Whoever does the first voice kills it.
I think it's Nick V because I don't recognize it at all.
Yeah, good job.
Because I know how all these other guys sound, but I've never like spoken to him in person.
I couldn't pick him out of a crowd, unfortunately. I've never had the pleasure of meeting him.
Yeah, I don't know if this is how it would end the album. It's not too bad, but if you switch this with We Wish You a Merry Techmas, I think you got yourself a
better
album.
Yeah, that would have been a better one, or maybe your GPU or something. Yep.
That's it.
That's the album. It's short and sweet. It was like 30 minutes or something like
that.
We've
already talked about the record. It is. It's a Beatles-length album. I think it's like 23 minutes or something like that.
Maybe. I might be less. There's only 8 songs, and they're all like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Except for the one that has to go through its list several times.
Oh, my goodness. What do you guys think the highlight is? Is there any songs on here that you would put on and not be mad?
Oh, no.
And not be mad? Most of them. None of them make me mad. Yeah, they didn't make me mad.
They just suck.
Is there any that you would say sucked the least? What was your highlight and your low light?
Oh, okay. So highlight, first iPhone, not bad.
Mm. Now, which one's the worst?
We Wish You a Merry Techmas, pretty bad.
Yeah. Ploof?
You know, I liked the lyric swap in We Wish You a Merry Techmas enough to not make it my low light. I will say that 12 Days of Techmas is probably my low light. Mm. I thought they should have swapped a lot of lyrics, and then, yeah, they just gave up a lot of the time. First iPhone's good.
Generous.
You know, I kind of like Silent Case.
Silent Case is also my highlight. Yeah. First iPhone would be up there just because I like the premise.
Yeah.
Low light's definitely 12 Days of Techmas.
Yeah.
Woof, is that long?
It's too long. And they repeat
I don't like the regular one. 12 Days of Christmas is also too long. Don't get me wrong. But this one, Colton really phoning it in. Really phoning it in.
Keyboard's clicking.
Though I do like being able to hear Dennis, so
yeah.
Slight redemption.
Yeah, you can
slight
pick redemption. Him out a little bit.
I think that's pretty much it. What's your guys' vinyl verdict? Blue, why don't you start us off?
It's a 2 out of 10. Like, they tried real hard. My last note is, well, it was something all right. you know, I can't fault them for trying to do this. I think it was probably a lot of fun. I know that they personally don't think it's good, so I don't feel too bad ripping on it. Like, I've heard Linus say it's not good at all. So.
He's right.
And he's right. You know, I think that...
Man knows the stinker when he sees it.
It's too bad that it went this poorly, because I actually kind of wish we would do something like this again. I just like holiday stuff. Like, I like that we have the Fire Log video, the Yule Log video or whatever. And I kind of...
AK Yule Log.
Yeah, I honestly recommended we do it again. I was like, whatever. Like, it's pretty low effort. Someone just has to man a fire for a few hours. But they won't do it. We won't touch it with a 10-foot pole, and it's kind of too bad. We have a lot of really good singers at the company now, and I think we could probably either redo this. Like, don't even change that many lyrics.
Ploof sings like an angel, guys.
Oh, no, it's not that good. But, you know, there's a few people who are pretty good, and I would like it to happen again, but unfortunately it never will, because this was released.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 out of 10.
Yeah. Jamie, what do you think?
Oh, it's like a 2 out of 13.
That's even worse, slightly.
Thanks for trying, guys. I did not pay $3. I had the pleasure of listening to this on the LP for the podcast. Do you want to talk about how bad the LP sounds, by the way?
We pretty much have. It hums, it hisses,
crackles,
it clips more than the actual YouTube video does, which is impressive.
I listened to it on YouTube, and it sounded like
if you can
mediocre.
See the runout on this one. So there's like four tracks on each side. The tracks are very narrow because there's no bass at all. There's nothing.
Yeah.
And then there's like 3/4 of the rest of the LP is just runout.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Not a long album.
This is not a great album. To be fair, I am extremely jealous Dan owns this. When he told me that he had one for Dan, I was like, no, like I want it so, so bad. So even though it doesn't sound great, I think it is a really cool record to own.
You know, I will say it's not warped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It plays. It's not an oval shape like your Frank Ocean record.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Frank.
I will say the edge, though, on it is extremely sharp.
Mm-hmm.
It was not.
He is wearing Band-Aids on his hands.
Yeah, I got all cut up taking it out of there. It's like a ninja star. It's so sharp.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, your thoughts, young man.
What can I say when I work with the people who wrote and sang this album, and HR is probably listening?
Does HR listen to this album or this podcast?
This is a record that is one of two, and I wish I had it for my collection, as I think it'd make a great piece of music to put on during the holidays as you cuddle up with your partner beside the fire.
I don't think that's true.
I'm putting this in the 17th spot above Green by R.E.M. and below Superfly by Cassiopeia. Genuinely not bad. Great job, team. This is better than five albums we've listened to this year.
Wait, what's the worst album we've listened to this year?
My Aim is True by Elvis Costello.
Yeah, oh, okay. He really didn't like it.
Better than Elvis Costello, The Flaming Lips, Streetlight Manifesto, Marcy Playground, and R.E.M. I would 100%.
Wait, do you think it's better than the R.E.M. album?
Yes.
That's wild.
I know. It's crazy, right?
Stand in the place. I'd rather listen to anything. I'd rather listen to 12 Days of Christmas. Now, but if you like this album, you can download the album for $3. You can link the show notes using code VINYLVERDICT. Just kidding. We don't get any money.
We don't get anything.
You can buy it, but someone uploaded it to YouTube.
You could,
at least most of the songs.
So. You could own this album. You could press it yourself if you so desired.
You could.
Next week, we're talking about an album that you do own. We'll talk more about U2's Song of Innocence next week.
Oh, did you say U2 own or you do own?
I hope I said U2 because that would be funny.
Got him.
But tune in next week. We'll talk about U2. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
See you later.
Ho, ho, ho.
Happy holidays.
Please do a ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's a green giant.